And we're off to a flying start. Luke is in Braintree in Essex. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Is burning candles bad for the environment? And logic says it is, but why do we still burn them if it is? And also, is paraffin candles worse or better than wax candles?
OK, well, Merry Christmas to you. I suspect you'll be lighting up a few candles of your own over Christmas. Are we talking historically, Luke, or are we talking modern-day candles? Because there's a slight trick answer to this.
I was thinking modern-day candles, but we can go for both.
Well, the reason for saying that is if you wind the clock back a few hundred years when people made candles out of, do you know what?
Fat.
Yeah, it was pig fat, tallow. And therefore, the candles would have been made from an animal product, and the animals would have eaten plant matter in order to make the fat that went into being their body fat that then became the candle. And that's actually why rats used to love candles. Historically, if you read old John Mansfield books and things like that, you'll see that the rats gnawing on candles because they liked the fact they were made of fat. And because the pigs that they were made from would have eaten plant matter, the carbon in the candle wax would have come originally from the atmosphere because trees would have turned it into sugars and turned it into starches and celluloses and things that the animals would have eaten and then incorporated into their own body. So burning those candles isn't bad for the environment because basically it's carbon neutral in that regard, although I suspect there's a few partially burned hydrocarbons and I suspect Dave might have a comment on that. Modern day candles, though, are made, as you suggest, from paraffin wax. So these are fairly long chains of hydrocarbons. They're oil-based. Burning those, you're burning a fossil fuel, so they're not so good for the environment.
OK, also, what sort of implications are there to a light bulb? So how many candles and how long you had to burn those for to equate to a light bulb?
Dave, do you know the relative comparison between a candle and a light bulb?
I'm not entirely sure. I do know that candles are very, very inefficient compared to a light bulb. They are running very cold. They're not completely burning yet, quite a lot of soot out the top of them. And really 95, 99% of their energy is going into producing heat radiation and heating things up rather than actually producing the light which you actually want.
And also going back to the tallow point, I think we also, pigs aren't necessarily carbon neutral. Well, not carbon, but greenhouse gas neutral. They do produce a lot of methane and that's a very powerful greenhouse gas. So I think you might have to take that into account as well.
True, but I guess historically there wouldn't have been that many of them. So we probably wouldn't have had to worry too much, would we?
The other big environmental thing, which was a really major use of candles, especially the best quality ones, they were made from spermaceti from sperm whales. They have a big sort of waxy, oily area in their heads, which they use to focus sound waves for their sonar. And really quite a lot of the best quality candles were made for those and did hideous things to the whale stocks.
I think you've got something ridiculous, like 10 tonnes of oil came from a single sperm whale weighing between, is it 30 tonnes, Helen, a sperm whale?
I think so, yeah, absolutely. And I can't agree more that making candles out of whales is a really bad idea.